Welcome to the Deep Dive. In today's real estate world, it's incredibly demanding, right? Everyone's looking for that edge. And there's so much buzz about artificial intelligence, AI. Sometimes it just feels like noise, another thing you have to learn. But what if there was a way to actually, cut through that, to genuinely gain a competitive advantage? Today, we're diving deep into how AI, specifically a tool like ChatGPT, can be a real game changer for you. Our mission. We're unpacking the Real Estate Agent AI Playbook by Scott McFarland. It's a really practical guide designed to help you work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And that's really the heart of this playbook. It's packed with super clear, repeatable tips and prompts for ChatGPT. We're talking about writing faster, following up way better, winning more listings, and doing it with less grind. Whether you're juggling FSBO leads, for sale by owner, always tricky, or just trying to make your listings pop, this guide is about giving you actual tools, tangible stuff.
Okay, tangible tools sounds good. So let's dig into that core idea. How does ChatGPT actually become this secret weapon the playbook talks about? And, for agents who really rely on their gut, their personal touch, is there a risk AI makes things too impersonal? How does the playbook handle that?
That's a really good point, and honestly, it's probably the biggest mental hurdle for a lot of agents. Balancing efficiency and, well, being human. But the playbook isn't about replacing your expertise, not at all. It aims to change how you think about getting tasks done. Scott McFarland calls it the flip the switch moment.
Flip the switch.
So you stop staring at a blank screen thinking, ugh, what should I write? And instead, your first thought becomes, okay, I know how to get ChatGPT to draft this. It's a shift from that feeling of, uncertainty to confidence, rapid execution. And that actually frees you up to focus more on the strategy, the negotiation, the relationship building, the things only you can do.
Okay, so it's more about augmenting, not replacing.
Precisely. And you don't need to be some tech guru, just curious, willing to work smarter. And look, the numbers show this is happening now. There's this Veterans United AI home buying survey says 44% of buyers are already using AI tools themselves.
Wow, nearly half.
And V7 Labs found 78% of real estate firms are either piloting or exploring AI right now. The pressure is on, but so is the opportunity.
That 44% of buyers using AI, that really jumps out. Does the playbook suggest that, buyers might actually start expecting their agents to use these tools? Like, if you're not using AI, could you seem behind the times?
I think that's exactly the implication. Those numbers, they're not just stats. They're showing a shift in what clients expect. If almost half your potential buyers are using AI, it makes sense they'd assume you are too, right? For efficiency, for data insight. So the risk isn't just being slower, it's potentially being seen as, well, maybe a bit outdated, less effective even. The playbook frames it as amplifying your skills, not replacing them, delivering faster, smarter service that clients are starting to demand. Got to meet them where they are, technologically.
Okay, that's a powerful motivator. So if we're convinced, if we want to make this leap, what's the absolute most important skill? How do we actually get good at talking to ChatGPT? Are there common mistakes people make when they first start out?
Oh, absolutely. And this is really the core of using it well. Scott McFarland is super clear in the playbook. The number one thing to grasp is the five prompt variables.
Okay, five prompt variables.
See, most people just type in a short question, right? Like they're using Google, that's basically just one variable at the task. They miss the other four, and that's the main pitfall. Your results are going to be kind of generic if you do that.
Right, okay. So break down these five variables for us. What are they?
Sure. They're crucial for getting, really sharp, relevant answers. First is context. This is the big picture, the subject, the scenario. Tip. Always tell ChatGPT your industry, your situation.
So, like, I'm a real estate agent specializing in downtown condos, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That level of detail. It focuses the AI immediately, gives you much better stuff.
Okay, context. What's number two?
Second is persona. Who do you want ChatGPT to be when it answers? You assign it a role, like act as a luxury marketing expert or act as a seasoned negotiator. It adopts that perspective.
Interesting. Like casting it in a role.
Precisely. Third is the task. This is the specific action. Be really clear. Use verbs like write, summarize, list, create, draft. Audience, super important. Who is this for? First-time buyers, sellers, other agents. Name your reader. That way, ChatGPT tailors the tone, the language, everything.
Makes sense. Tailoring it. And the last one.
And finally, number five is output. What format do you want? Bullet points. An email draft, a blog post outline, a video script. Define the deliverable.
Define the end form. Got it.
Yeah. So context, persona, task, audience, output. Nail these five, and you're guiding the AI like a pro. It's like giving a clear brief to a really smart assistant.
Okay, those five variables definitely sound like the key to unlocking better results. But, you know, realistically, for someone just starting, remembering all five might feel like a bit much at first. Does McFarlane warn about any common slip-ups even with the variables? And what if the AI still doesn't quite get it right? What's the quick fix?
Yeah, it definitely takes a bit of practice, but honestly, the payoff is huge. The biggest mistake, even if you try to use the variables, is still being too vague. But if that first response isn't great, don't just give up. That's key. The playbook has solid strategies. Recompose, go back, look at your prompt, be more specific, really lean into those five variables. Rewrite it.
Okay, tighten it up. Recompose.
Right. Second, you can reframe. Sometimes you just need to explain what you want from a totally different angle. Helps the AI see it fresh.
Start over with a new perspective.
Yeah. And the big takeaway from McFarland here is stop treating ChatGPT like a search engine. Talk to it like an expert friend.
An expert friend. I like that.
It shifts the whole interaction. And if you need really fine control, there are advanced prompting methods. Things like specifying terminology words to use or avoid, setting the tone, formal, casual, upbeat, defining the scope, setting limitations like word count, or even giving it examples of the style you want.
So keep it under 150 words.
Yeah.
Or make it sound encouraging, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Those kinds of details. They make a massive difference.
Talk to it like an expert friend. That really does reframe it, doesn't it? Changes it from just typing commands into a machine.
Yeah.
What's the biggest change you see in the results when someone actually adopts that mindset?
Oh, the difference is huge. It moves from being just transactional, you ask. It answers to being iterative, conversational. When you think of it as a friend, you're more likely to, you know, ask follow-up questions. Hey, can you make that shorter? Could you add a bit more about the neighborhood?
Right. You wouldn't just type one thing into Google and accept the first result if it wasn't quite right.
Exactly. You'd refine. You'd ask differently. That back and forth, that dialogue you have with an expert friend, that's what gets you the really high quality, customized output that sounds like you and meets your exact need. It really unlocks its power.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of sounding like you, that's a big concern, right?
Yeah.
Making sure the output isn't generic AI speak. How do we train it? How do we get ChatGPT to capture our unique voice, our brand, so it sounds authentic?
Right. This is where it gets really powerful. And the playbook has a great secret for this. Scott McFarlane stresses you have to actively teach ChatGPT your style. Think of it like onboarding a new team member. You have to communicate your preferences.
Onboarding the AI.
Oh, okay.
How?
The most important thing is to properly fill out the personalization or custom instructions fields in your ChatGPT account. Don't skip this.
Those settings, okay.
Yeah. Those fields help it build a profile of you, your business, your style. It remembers that stuff, just like a good assistant learns how you like things done. Consistency. That ensures everything it generates, whether it's a text or a listing, feels more like it came from you. Also, feed it specifics in your prompts. Mention your key neighborhoods, maybe a quick success story, a bit about your approach. The more context it has about you, the better it can mimic your voice.
So you're constantly kind of feeding it data about yourself.
Exactly. And this isn't some futuristic thing. Agents are doing it now. Finance.yahoo.com said 58% of agents use AI daily. It's becoming part of the workflow.
Wow. Over half use it daily.
Yeah. And here's a super practical tip from the playbook. When you craft a prompt that works really well, save it. Keep a running list in a notes app on your computer, wherever. Build your own library of prompts that work for you. No more starting from scratch every single time.
That's smart. A personal prompt library turns a generic tool into something custom. Okay, great foundation. So we get the mindset. We know how to talk to it. Let's see the payoff. How does this translate into actual improvements in daily work? Let's start with, say, listing descriptions.
Okay, yeah, listing descriptions. This is where the rubber really meets the road for a lot of agents. The big win here, you stop staring at that blank page. Let ChatGPT generate the first draft, the base description. Then you come in, refine it, add your local knowledge, your unique spin, your editing, not writing from zero.
Saves a ton of time, I bet.
Huge time saver. For instance, a prompt from the playbook might be, write a 150-word listing description for a 3-bed, 2-bath house in city state. Key features are feature 1, feature 2, feature 3. Use emotional language. Make buyers feel excited.
Nice. Specifics.
Right. You can even ask for video script ideas based on the same info, or tell it, match the style of this listing I like, obviously without copying directly. And the time savings are real. One source, 6 AI tools for real estate, said AI saves reps 5-8 hours a week.
5 to 8 hours. That's significant.
It is. And it shows an adoption. FloridaRealtors.org found 74% of agents use AI for listing descriptions. People are using it because it works.
Okay, that time saving alone is huge. More time for clients. But what about those awkward scripts? FSBO outreach, follow-ups. They can sound so canned. How does AI help make those interactions feel more real, more effective?
You nailed it. So many agents have those scripts they reuse. And yeah, they sound robotic because sellers have heard them a million times. Scott McFarlane really hammers this. One script isn't enough. You need options, flexibility to sound human.
So AI generates variations.
Exactly. Instead of that one tired message, you ask ChatGPT, give me 5 variations of this FSBO text. Make one friendly, one luxury focused, one casual, one bold, one persuasive. Boom. Options.
Options tailored to the situation.
Or you get more specific. This FSBO has been listed 30 days, no price drop. Write a message acknowledging that. Offer value, but don't be pushy. That thoughtful approach, that gets attention.
And you can back it up with data too, right?
Absolutely. Remember that stat from Clever. FSBOs sell for 15-30% less than agent-listed homes. That's powerful value you bring. And follow-up is just as critical. Leads go quiet, right? Not always because they're gone. Just busy or needing a different touch.
Yeah, happens all the time.
So try prompts like, create the 3 message sequence for a quiet FSBO lead. Vary the tone, maybe get a bit more direct each time. Or for a buyer, write a short, friendly email to the buyer who saw 2 homes yesterday, under 100 words. Ask 1 question to re-engage. Maybe suggest looking at new listings.
Keeps the conversation going without sounding like mass email.
Exactly. Keeps it fresh. And again, agents are using this. Campus Collective says 71% use AI for email follow-ups and CRM tasks. It helps manage that load.
So it's smarter work, more strategic work. Okay, final piece, the big goal, winning the listing. How does ChatGPT become that rehearsal partner you mentioned, helping agents really nail their value proposition and close the deal?
Right. Because winning the listing, it's not just charm, is it? It's clearly communicating your value. Precision matters. ChatGPT helps you practice articulating that value. Scott McFarlane calls it your personal rehearsal partner and positioning coach. It sharpens your message.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. Confirming the appointment. Instead of a dry text, try. Write a text confirming tomorrow's listing appointment at address. Be upbeat, but professional. Mention I'm excited to show them my listing process and custom marketing plan. Sets a great tone.
Professional, yet personalized.
I like it. Or handling objections. Commission objections come up. Instead of getting flustered, practice with. A seller says, another agent offered lower commission. Write a confident, non-defensive response reinforcing my value and the results I deliver. Practice makes perfect.
Helps you find the right words beforehand.
Exactly. And here's a cool edge.
Yep.
Use it to explain how you use technology. Explain in 2-3 sentences how my AI-powered marketing helps homes sell faster and stand out. Make it sound modern and client-friendly.
So you build your AI advantage right into your pitch.
Yes. Put that on your website in your presentation. It shows you're current, using the best tools for them. It's a differentiator.
That's a really smart integration. Okay, for listeners who are thinking, give me more ideas, can you do a quick rapid fire? Maybe list a few other ways the playbook suggests using ChatGPT to win listings, and maybe expand just a tiny bit on that objection handling role play. How does that actually work?
You got it. Quick fire examples from the playbook. 1, create listing pitch scripts like FSBO and expired outreach. Generate, say, 3 friendly, value-packed texts, no pressure. Neighborhood market updates. Summarize local trends, days on market, absorption rates for a newsletter, super fast. Home valuation emails. Draft an email offering a free CMA, clear call to action for a meeting. Photo to caption generator. Give it listing photos. Ask for Instagram captions targeting different buyers. Pre-listing seller guide, a quick 5-step checklist for sellers prepping their home. Adds value. Objection handling role play. Okay, so this is cool. You literally tell ChatGPT, act as a seller saying, we want to wait until spring, prices might go up.
Okay, so you set the scene.
Right. Then you type your response, how you'd handle that objection. And ChatGPT replies as the seller, pushing back or reacting to what you said.
Wow, so it's interactive practice.
Exactly. It's like sparring. You practice your responses, refine your arguments in a totally safe space. It's incredibly useful for building confidence.
That sounds incredibly valuable.
Yeah, and the uses go on. FloridaRealtors.org data again. 67% use AI for blogs, 60% for social media, 44% for website copy. It's versatile.
Okay, really practical stuff there. But before we wrap this up, always important to cover the warnings, the caveats. What does the playbook advise caution on?
Yeah, definitely important. Scott McFarlane includes some key disclaimers. First, results will vary. Your market, your clients, your specific approach, it all matters. Use your judgment. And always, always check with your brokerage about using new tools or strategies. Stay compliant.
Good advice. Compliance first.
The most critical warning, PII, personal identifiable information.
Right. Don't put client names, addresses, emails.
Absolutely never put PII into ChatGPT or similar tools. Protect client privacy, protect yourself. No sensitive data in the prompts, period.
Okay, a crucial non-negotiable rule. So as we wrap up this deep dive, the message seems clear. AI, like ChatGPT, isn't about replacing agents. It's about empowerment, giving you depth, speed, variation, helping you work smarter and really stand out. But for an agent listening who still feels maybe a bit hesitant, maybe overwhelmed, what's the absolute smallest first step they could take from this playbook just to dip their toe in?
That's a great question. The smallest, most impactful first step, I'd say just try generating one listing description. Pick a property you know really well. Use those 5-prompt variables we talked about. Context, persona, task, audience, output. Just practice that structure.
Just try the variables on one description.
Yeah, see what it gives you. And then this is key. Save that prompt in your notes. Start your library. It's low risk, high reward in terms of learning the process. It shows you immediately it's not about replacement. It's about having this incredibly efficient assistant right there. Frees you up for the human stuff.
Makes sense. Start small, build confidence.
Exactly. And that actually leads to a bigger question, maybe something for you, the listener, to think about. Given how fast AI is evolving, how buyers and firms are adopting it, how do you think these tools might fundamentally change what clients expect from their real estate agent in the next, say, 1 or 2 years?
That's a really provocative thought. What will the new standard of service look like? Definitely something to chew on. This is clearly just the beginning. So keep experimenting, keep learning, keep finding ways to use AI to be smarter, faster, and yeah, maybe light years ahead. Thanks for diving deep with us today.